A recent spat of illnesses in Haines perked the state's interest, and a look at Representative Beth Kutula's priorities for the upcoming legislative session. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. State health officials were in Haines recently investigating reports of illness, although no conclusive evidence was found that there was an actual outbreak. Donna Fury, with the State Department of Health and Social Services Section of Epidemiology, said the State Department of Environmental Conservation fielded a call from two Haines residents complaining of gastrointestinal illness who thought they may have gotten sick from eating at a local restaurant. Those residents directed Fury to other individuals who might have also gotten sick from the same event or location. Fury said she ultimately identified five people who, on January 6th and 7th, suffered some sort of diarrhea and vomiting illness lasting about 12 to 72 hours.
What we do when we get those kind of reports, it's just our standard, is we try to get as much information as we can, and we talk to the local public health nurses to get them to assist, because we try to identify what they're ill with, the organism. But unfortunately, we weren't able to get any specimens, so we're never really able to confirm what was causing folks ill.
Fury said there may have already been some underlying gastrointestinal illnesses going around in the community, but by now, she said, there doesn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary on the illness front in Haines.
It sounds like this is not an ongoing issue, but definitely, if there was, we would, we want to know about it. So we use these opportunities really just to make connections with folks in the community and with public health and, what our role is, and provide guidance and education.
It was reported at the Haynesboro Assembly meeting on Tuesday evening that the Department of Environmental Conservation visited and tested the Haines pool in response to the investigation. DEC Environmental Officer Bruce Gazaway said Wednesday he was in Haines to investigate the illness report, but his visit to the pool was not related. He went to test the pool because he said it was behind on its regular state inspection. A backed-up sewer near Matthias Drive in Haines is causing some unpleasant sights in the neighborhood. A Matthias resident wrote on Facebook Wednesday that there was sewage near the road. Borough Public Works and Facilities Director Carlos Jimenez said there was a backed-up sewer line at a Matthias home last month. The line apparently backed up again Tuesday and was discovered Wednesday. Jimenez said the amount of sewage in a ditch along Matthias looks to be more than it is because of rains and warm weather melting snow, causing a lot of runoff. He said public work crews are keeping an eye on the situation. He also said the problem will be addressed permanently this summer when the borough is planning to replace many of the sewer lines in that area because they are undersized and tied together, a less than ideal situation for sewer service, but something that has occurred over the last few decades with development on the hillside, he said. The Haynesboro Assembly tried to keep its meeting to 3 hours Tuesday night, but it went just over 4 hours after the group twice moved to extend their time to get through the five-page agenda. After several minutes of sorting out what items to remove off the consent agenda for discussion, the Assembly started with an ordinance to move along the process of negotiating with the state over a piece of Excursion Inlet property. The state and borough have a disagreement over who owns the land, and the borough attorney is in negotiations with the state. Assemblymember George Campbell said he didn't want to support the ordinance without understanding more about the negotiations, but borough staff said the ordinance needed to pass for negotiations to continue. It passed, with Campbell opposed. Under the manager's report, interim manager Julie Causey said she has started including the mayor in negotiations with David Sosa, the candidate selected to be the new borough manager. Causey said the contract is not yet ready for assembly approval. The assembly raised questions to Causey about an idea to offer free pool passes to borough employees. Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel said the perk would seem to constitute a sort of compensation, something that should be dealt with in contract negotiations with the Public Employees Union. Campbell said the idea should have gone in front of the assembly before it was decided on. So the assembly voted unanimously to halt the idea and send it to the Personnel Committee for review. Causey also said in answering a question from Campbell that she has not yet received information from the borough contract assessor about action items the borough should be taking. Those are items that were suggested by the state auditor in a critical report of the borough's assessments. And Causey noted she did not yet have a recommendation for the assembly for a police chief hire. There are two finalists for the job, each who recently visited Haines. They are now undergoing background checks. Kazi said she recently found out the state requires the candidates to undergo a polygraph test and psychological evaluation as well. Those will also be conducted by the agency doing the background checks, she said. In other assembly actions, the group was nearly split when it came to deciding whether to hear an appeal on a planning commission decision from a resident. The resident was looking into subdividing her property, and she was trying to find a solution to how or whether she should be required to supply utilities to the property. While the assembly voted to not hear the appeal, the group did ask the Government Affairs and Services Committee to look at utility service in the Piedad Road neighborhood. The assembly passed two motions under new business, both on the suggestion of Campbell. The first directs the borough to issue a request for proposal for towing and impound services. Several assembly members noted this was tried before without success, but the motion passed anyhow. And the assembly directed the Planning Commission to identify areas near town where a designated motorized park might be established. The assembly convened an executive session to discuss ongoing lease negotiations with the owner of Aspen Hotels, who is interested in purchasing two downtown lots where he plans to build a hotel. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday evening with only one ordinance up for public hearing. It's a non-code ordinance that would approve moving Kermsey's Curios signpost from the street to the boardwalk. Under new business, the Assembly plans to discuss the bids for an excavator for the Public Works Department, the Borough Attorney Agreement, a draft letter to the Federal Highway Administration about establishing the Klondike Highway as a national freight network, and the loan agreement for the state funds that paid for the wastewater treatment plant upgrades. The Assembly will also discuss, in public, the Tidelands Agreement with White Pass. That agreement became public at the last Assembly meeting. This will be the first time the Assembly will discuss any specifics of the agreement in open session. The agreement is a precursor to a formal lease that will be drafted for the municipality and White Pass to agree on before it's put before Skagway voters for final approval. And under discussion items, the group will discuss the proposed Alaska Power Company rate increase. Mayor Mark Schaefer said earlier this week the discussion will involve whether the municipality should intervene in the proceedings before the State Regulatory Commission right now about the rate increase. For a complete agenda and meeting packet, visit the municipality's website at skagway.org. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. And it's that time of year where lawmakers head back to Juneau for another legislative session. We have previews of the session from our local legislators to go over the next few days. Today we look at Skagway Representative Beth Curtula. State education spending and the possibility for an Alaska gas line are top priorities for the minority leader of the Alaska House of Representatives going into the legislative session later this month. Curtula is a Juneau Democrat whose district includes the capital city, along with Skagway, Petersburg, Kupernov, Gustavus, and Tenneke. In 2013, she called the first session of the 28th legislature the worst ever and thinks the upcoming session is going to be a tough one.
We're going in looking at, $2 billion in a deficit. That doesn't mean we are out of money, anything but that, but it does mean a lot of the discussion this year will be about fiscal plans and about how we're going to go about spending and not spending, maybe more importantly. And, of course, we're going to spend a lot of time arguing about the oil taxes, although there probably won't be any movement on them. That'll all wait for the referendum and after the people vote in the primary.
Curtula has backed the effort to repeal the oil tax reform bill passed by the legislature last year. Voters will decide that issue in the August primary. Meanwhile, the state budget picture and future state funding for education looks to be one of the big issues in the upcoming session. A Republican-led House Sustainable Education Task Force came out with recommendations at the end of last month, noting that current state spending levels need to be reduced. The task force recommended that Alaskans should be made aware that current education spending is not sustainable. Curtula wants to see more money put toward the classroom.
It's not all about money, obviously, but we've been sliding on education, especially not even keeping up with, the inflation. And that hurts the classroom. We've been putting money towards things like transportation and security, but you know, at this point, we really need to face the fact that we need to be looking at the classroom itself. And so I think there will be a lot of focus on that.
The former oil and gas attorney also expects to see progress on a natural gas pipeline project this session.
And, well, you know, we don't always think about that in Southeast. It could be a huge benefit to Alaskans overall. And the real key to it is that there's a possibility that Alaskans may have a seat at the table and have an ownership involvement in it. So I'll be very focused on that. It's a really exciting opportunity. Devil's going to be in the details on how it all works out.
Curtula was the prime sponsor on 7 bills last session. All remain in one House committee or another. Those bills range from one that seeks to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation to a measure reinstating a pension option for public employees and teachers.
I'm really thinking this session is not going to have a lot of personal bills going through. I think it's really going to be a bigger debate about the overall budget and spending.
Curtula will be running for re-election in the fall. Because of redistricting, she won't be representing Petersburg, Kuprnoff, or Tenneke after this session. If she's re-elected, her new district would include Haines and several other small Southeast communities. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicknicki for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.